Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The war against the tree-killing Asian longhorned beetle is now in full force in Jamaica Plain and parts of Brookline. Today, state and federal environmental officials fan out to educate businesses and tree professionals about how to spot the beetle, which has a particular taste for maple trees. They're setting up a 10-square-mile zone around the Faulkner Hospital where the Asian longhorn beetles were first spotted in Boston. It's where we sent WBUR's Sonari Glinton on the hunt.
Sometimes you don't realize how important trees are until it gets hot. Hot like it has been in Boston this week, where all of us could use a little shade. I'm on the campus of Faulkner Hospital in Jamaica Plain, and I'm about to go meet Clint McFarlane. He's a tree's best friend and an Asian longhorn beetle's worst enemy. Hi. How's it going?
Good. Clint McFarlane.
It's kind of hot today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But this is when the beetles actually like to emerge. So this is when we can actually start to see the adult beetles out in the environment, out in the field. So the hot weather that we might find a little unenjoyable is their time.
Clint McFarlane is chief beetle chaser for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. He's pretty intense. Booming voice, firm handshake, he's all business. Okay, except for the ponytail. For almost a decade, he's chased Asian longhorn beetles from New York to Worcester to Jamaica Plain. He thinks, lives, and even dreams trees.
I know it might seem silly, but I have nightmares about trees now.
And one of his nightmares came true when he first heard there was even a possibility of an Asian longhorn beetle infestation in Boston. McFarlane takes me to see the USDA tree climbers as they search for the black and silver beetle.
And if we go back here, we'll be able to see some individuals actually up in trees doing aerial surveys.
Maybe I shouldn't have worn my penny loafers.
Not too far in here right now.
It's not just that the Asian longhorn beetle can kill your favorite tree in your backyard where you tie your hammock. This bug kills a dozen type of trees. Birches, willows, elms, maples. If they go unchecked, they can wipe out whole industries. Bye-bye maple syrup. Hasta la vista, leaf peepers. This is serious, which is why climbers like John Massing go tree by tree, even ones just 5 inches wide.
And you're going to go with this one?
Yes.
That can hold you?
Yeah. I hope so. You know, as far as for thorough inspections, we'll climb everything that's climbable. So if you wouldn't mind just like taking just a step back for a minute.
As the climbers inspect the trees in the brutal heat, other environmental officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the State Department of Conservation and Recreation are setting a regulated zone. Those agencies will be monitoring to make sure no one brings in a truckload of untreated wood. And if someone does, they can face a civil fine. They're relying on neighbors and environmental workers to do the educating and policing. Clint McFarlane explains this bug infestation isn't nearly as bad as the one 2 years ago in Worcester, where 30,000 trees were removed.
Tree after tree after tree, property after property, everything in almost a linear line was infested, and very devastating for that community. We're hoping here in Boston that this is just a localized satellite, that it was human-assisted movement, but that we might find others like this, but that we can get them before they do start to spread, that it's minimal on the number of trees we have to remove.
Clint McFarlane says he's chased the Asian longhorn beetle all across the Northeast, and he'll continue to here in Boston until every last one of them has been eradicated. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton on the campus of Faulkner Hospital in Jamaica Plain.